Welcome back. Did you take the time to discover for yourself that when you see a small, dim, and colorless image of yourself, you actually feel differently about yourself than when you see a large, bright, and colorful self-image? Good. Then you now know personally that your inner thoughts, the way you see yourself and talk about and to yourself, can support or block your self-esteem. The point is that your inner thoughts can support courageous behavior and lead to independence, achievement, and choice, or make you fearful and ineffective. The difference that makes the difference is your personal ability to change your inner representations by choice. Think of it. Anyone who maintains high self-appreciation knows that regardless of circumstances, they can feel good about themselves. How can they do this? They can because they have the flexibility, the skills to change by choice. If you know how to deliberately change your inner representations of yourself, if you know how to change by choice, you can effectively improve your level of self-esteem right now. Remember, people who maintain high self-appreciation are fundamentally no different from you and me. I can't say that they never feel down or upset or depressed. They do experience these unpleasant emotional states from time to time. Of course, self-esteeming people are human. They are simply aware that their emotions provide deeply important information about how they're living their lives. They take such emotion-based information seriously and then consciously make appropriate changes in the way they think and therefore in the way they behave in the world. With NLP technology and procedures, when self-esteeming people feel upset, they know they are empowered to skillfully change their inner representations, their emotional lives, and consequently their behavior by choice. The secret of self-esteeming people is that they have the know-how to change themselves if and when they want to. This NLP skill-oriented tape will give you the know-how to build your self-esteem by choice. For example, recently, a self-employed businesswoman attended one of my Beyond Codependent seminars. Before she went through the NLP process, she wondered how people could possibly love her. After one application of the step-by-step procedure you'll learn from this tape, she understood how she's loved with her behavior. She said that she saw herself apart from her behavior. She saw through her behavior to her essence, who she really is. She'd never done that before. Perhaps the greatest impact is that she now likes herself a lot more, and she accepts who she is and what she is. She said, "I'm a lot less critical of myself. I'm more comfortable and relaxed with myself and with others. This will definitely affect my business relationships, too." Another example of changing by choice comes from a multi-talented entrepreneur and business consultant. He is now in the process of expanding his business to the international level. Again, after one application of the process I'm about to teach you, he said that the NLP technology helped him to develop self-love in areas he didn't think were possible, and even in areas he didn't know were needed. He said, "It created a fullness of being in my personality and in my body, an integration, a big one. Self-love really does it. This process has had an incredible impact on my business and will impact every other area of my life." Since our attitudes are made up of subjective pictures, sounds, and feelings, and since NLP offers you the technology to alter your subjective experience when you want to, I invite you to come with me now into a personal experience of deep self-appreciation. After this exercise, I'll present the NLP method in a step-by-step outline form. In this way, you'll be able to impact your sense of self-appreciation whenever you want to.